Emily Jane Bronte, An Introduction. In the small village of Haworth, in Yorkshire, the Bronte family created novels and poems that are still admired to this day around the world. The middle of the three Bronte sisters, Emily Jane, was born on 30th of July 1818. The author of Wuthering Heights, she was also a very talented poet, as witnessed here in this collection. She died of tuberculosis at the age of only 30, on 19th of December 1848. So frail at death, her coffin measured only 16 inches wide.
Come walk with me. Come walk with me. There's only thee to bless my spirit now. We used to love on winter nights to wander through the snow. Can we not woo back old delights? The clouds rush dark and wild. They fleck with shade our mountain heights, the same as long ago. And on the horizon rest at last, in looming masses piled, while moonbeams flash and fly so fast, we scarce can say they smiled. Come walk with me, come walk with me. We were not once so few, but death has stolen our company as sunshine steals the dew. He took them one by one, and we are left the only two. So closer would my feelings twine, because they have no stay but thine. Nay, call me not, it may not be. Is human love so true? Can friendship's flower droop on for years, and then revive anew? No, though the soil be wet with tears, how fair soe'er it grew, the vital sap, once perished, will never flow again. And surer than that dwelling dread, the narrow dungeon of the dead, time parts the hearts of men.
Moonlight, Summer Moonlight by Emily Jane Bronte. 'Tis moonlight, summer moonlight, all soft and still and fair. The solemn hour of midnight breathes sweet thoughts everywhere. But most where trees are sending their breezy boughs on high, or stooping lower lending a shelter from the sky. And there in those wild bowers a lovely form is laid. Green grass and dew-steeped flowers wave gently round her head.
The Night Wind. In summer's mellow midnight, a cloudless moon shone through our open parlour window and rose trees wet with dew. I sat in silent musing. The soft wind waved my hair. It told me heaven was glorious and sleeping earth was fair. I needed not its breathing to bring such thoughts to me, but still it whispered lowly how dark the woods would be. The thick leaves in my murmur are rustling like a dream, and all their myriad voices instinct with spirit seem. I said, go, gentle singer, thy wooing voice is kind, but do not think its music has power to reach my mind. Play with the scented flower, the young tree's supple bough, and leave my human feelings in their own course to flow. The wanderer would not heed me. Its kiss grew warmer still. Oh, come, it sighed so sweetly, I'll win thee against thy will. Were we not friends from childhood? Have I not loved thee long? As long as thou, the solemn night, whose silence wakes my song. And when thy heart is resting beneath the church aisle stone, I shall have time for mourning, and thou for being alone.